tuned to What's On Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Head and 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to continue the discussion from last week concerning immigration with Dale Zimmerman of the Peacock Alley and Mike Machenbacher of the Expressway Inn. And a couple phone calls to get to. First, Keith, what's on your mind today?
I just wanted to give a comment about an experience I have with a family member that's on food stamps, and this is to show the abuse of it. He's a 19-year-old healthy male, unemployed by choice because he smokes too much pot, went and filed for food stamps. His buddies told him, file as a homeless kid, and they'll give you $200 extra a month that you can pull out cash at any place that accepts EBT. So he gets a total of $400 a month, $200 of which he could pull out for cash to go buy pot. Great program.
Oh, my gosh. Is that about make you sick, huh? And that's the kind of thing that, you know, again, specifically we ought to route out. I mean, if you literally can go and say, yeah, I'm homeless when you're not, get an extra $200, and then you get it in cash. And you know, this is exactly what we're talking about. I mean,
pretty much any college student qualifies for food stamps now with the way the guidelines are set up.
And again, the reductions that were proposed were to put in reforms that would say, look, don't just give it to people regardless of whether they ask for it or not. Make sure that there's some work requirement or a timeline or be looking for work. And, you know, that's one other on this topic, too, came in.
Good morning. I was calling in about the food stamp thing. You know, I know families that are on food stamps, and you hear about all these cuts, how they're going to affect these families so negatively. But we could simply adjust what people are able to buy on food stamps. You know, it should be a safety net. It doesn't need to be a hammock that these people can settle into. I know people that get food stamps and they can't hardly spend it all every month. They just don't know what to do with it. They're buying shrimp and New York strips and pop and everything else. If you're on food stamps and you need this to survive, why aren't we putting nutritional restrictions on this? You could cut $100 from all of these families that are getting it by simply cutting out pop and shrimp and, you know, really expensive meat items, and let them have noodles and rice and beans and other healthy options that are out there. I think there's a lot of ways to get around this without impacting all these families negatively. You know, a $30 cut isn't going to make or break them.
Appreciate the call. And by the way, that is that's how we got on this subject, because
I would rather see somebody spending money on a steak or shrimp or something nutritional than loading up on pasta and rice and beans and then having the obesity problem rear its head.
We saw a headline in today's USA Today.
Buy an apple.
Talked about 47 million Americans hit by food stamp cuts starting today, and then we dig into it and find out that actually a surge put in place as part of the stimulus plan has not been renewed, and so that's now being referred to as a cut. And what it means is a family of four that gets $668 a month in benefits will find that amount cut by $36. So that's what started this conversation. Here's what I'd love to do. I'd love to find somebody in the North Dakota Human Services, for instance, that administers this program and say, okay, how do you police this? How do you know the folks that are getting these funds actually need it? And then is there any kind of a process to see how they use it? I'd love to know that. Maybe we can plan that for a future program, because whenever we talk about this, there always is a stories like this that come out of the woodwork that just, you know, make you sick that it's not being, you know, that it is being abused. And you have to think a program that's doubled in size in the last 4 years clearly is being abused. Anyway, more on that in future programs. Appreciate the calls and comments. As Steve mentioned, we have in studio today Dale Zimmerman of the Peacock Alley, who joined us last week for a bit. And we had enough phone calls. We said, Dale, we got to have you back. And Mike Machenbacher of the Expressway Inn and Suites as well. Two Bismarck businessmen recently in Washington, D.C., arguing in favor of immigration reform. And they're going to tell us why and welcome your calls at 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Dale, Mike, welcome to the program. How are you doing?
Great. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks for having us on today, Scott.
You bet. We've got Mike's mic on there, and we'll be able to hear him a little better. And as we started the subject on, I guess it was Thursday, Dale, and and had a number of calls and just didn't have enough time to get into it. So we wanted to spend a little time, first part of this hour, just understanding, again, where you're coming from at, on this position, what you learned from being in Washington, D.C., how you feel about immigration reform, and then welcome calls from the listeners. I think what I heard from you on Thursday was just an overwhelming amount of frustration of how this particular piece of legislation is portrayed as very different than the facts as you see them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you go to Washington, D.C., and you find out that, you know, the immigration bill is being held up in the House, it's already been a pass by the Senate. It's just being held up in the House. They won't even bring it to a floor vote for political reasons, purely political reasons, is just not what we need at this point in time. We need a Congress that's moving forward on issues. Whether it gets passed or not, at least give us a chance to vote on it. You know, all the constituents are begging them to bring it to a vote, whether you're for it or against it, and they just won't bring it to the floor. So it's very frustrating to have an issue that's a generational issue. It's one of the most important issues of my generation, and it's just lying dormant.
Mike, what was your take in Washington?
Just kind of like what Dale said, the political reasons is what's holding this up. And, you know, Dale and I went out to D.C. with a little bit different mindset as the rest of the country, where, you know, the rest of the country is having difficulty finding or difficulty with not enough jobs available. Here in North Dakota, we have the exact opposite. We have too many jobs available, and we don't have the people in the state to fulfill them. So what we went out there with the idea of hopefully getting something to where we can, as business owners and business managers around the state, actually be able to fulfill the jobs that we have open. And just on the way up here, for about a four-mile drive from the office, I probably saw 40 or 50 businesses with help wanted signs out front of them. And, you know, if we don't do something here, this is never going to improve in North Dakota.
One of the reasons, to your point, Dale, that this is being held up is that Republicans obviously control the House. Democrats control the Senate. The Democratic version of immigration reform leans more towards what some people call amnesty, what they see as reward for illegal behavior. And the House, obviously being controlled by Republicans, knows that if there is a vote, the amount of a debate there is in the House about this, and the version of what that immigration reform will look like in the Senate, would lean more towards rewarding people for illegal behavior. What do you say to conservatives that say, look, I want us to control the borders. I want us to, enforce the laws we have now before we put in place an ability for folks who've come here to the United States with illegal behavior being rewarded. What do you say to those folks?
Well, Scott, you know, that's a very complex issue, and it's a very complex bill. And the House is looking at, if they are going to bring it up, they're going to piecemeal it out. They're going to bring up one piece at a time. My perspective is the laws are already in place, and we have 11 million illegal immigrants in the country. So obviously the law is not working. So if the law is not working, maybe we should do something to fix it. And there are several different ideas on how to fix that law. And, you know, some of the ideas are amnesty, where you give a free pass to the 11 million illegal immigrants that are here. Another idea is that you bring them into the country, that they're already here. You make them, you know, go through the whole citizenship. You have them pay fines. You have them pay, you know, different penalties, whatever. But the economic impact on this country for shipping 11 million illegal immigrants back to where they came from would be devastating. A lot of people don't realize that. These 11 million immigrants that are here illegally and undocumented, a big chunk of those have jobs. And to pull them out of different industries would be devastating. The Western Growers Association, which represents a lot of the agriculture businesses in the western part of the country, are a big proponent of having immigration reform, because they realize that without these immigrants, you know, their industry is done.
John in Minot, what's your take? And we'll get the answer on the backside. What's on your mind?
Well, he said he didn't seem to think it was right that the House isn't bringing that bill to the floor to vote on it. Well, how about when the Senate didn't bring the Congress's House to the floor to vote on it? Harry Reid, he just held it. He wouldn't let the House or let the Senate vote on it. And why should we think any new bill would be enforced any better than our president immigration bill. He says it isn't any good. Well, stoplight laws wouldn't be any good either if they weren't enforced.
John, thanks for your comments. We'll get your answers on that on the other side. You know, one of the things, Dale, that I look at is we hear the path to citizenship, path to citizenship, path to citizenship. Most of these people just want jobs. They don't want to be citizens.
Absolutely.
And is that another avenue in Congress?
It is. It's one of the bills is actually proposing just short-term seasonal work for a lot of immigrants to come into the country, you know, work the fields and go back. Right now, they're stuck here. They can't leave.
More of your questions and comments when we come back. It's What's in Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bachman with Scott Henn, and this is What's on Your Mind.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony is on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio, get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and of course local shuttle service too, so it's a great way to go south of the Senex, or look for the signs up Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio, get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Hey, Scott Hennem, with a word about longevity. And some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time, simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is a place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. Extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
This is What's on Your Mind. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550. Your email comments, welcome, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Weigh in on Facebook. Get there easily. Follow us on Twitter or like us on Facebook by going to whatsonyourmindradio.com. You'll find the links right there. 701-258-0550, our local telephone number. Okay, John and Minot had the question that we wanted to give you a chance to answer after the break. And our guest, by the way, Dale Zimmerman of Peacock Kelly, Mike Moschenberger of the Expressway Inn and Expressway Inn and Suites, two Bismarck businessmen who recently returned from Washington, D.C., immersed in the debate over immigration reform here, advocating for a bill to get passed. And soon, Mike, John's point was as far as the idea that the House ought to just take this up and pass it, sort of pointing out to us that's not how Washington works, and pointing out to the fact that the Senate refused to take up the House's action on reopening the government and Obamacare and a few other things. So you wanted to respond to that?
I can. Here's the short answer to it. Right now, Congress has less than a 10% approval rating, and I think too much of this is the mentality that two wrongs do make a right, and which we all know is incorrect. And I agree there's lots of good legislation that the House has put out that the Senate refuses to vote on, like John had said, and there's some legislation that the Senate has put out that the House is refusing to vote on. And I mean, if Congress wants to get their approval rating back in double digits, maybe they need to actually start doing something that will actually help the country.
Stuart and Garrison, question or comment for our guests. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Stuart.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I want to share a little bit of a story that happened directly with me. I went over, I was in Europe. I met my wife over there, brought her back a year ago. We have been dealing with immigration to get a green card for the last year. We married in January. She wants to join the society and pay back to the government. She wants to get a job. She wants to work. We're waiting on her green card. She's here on an I-94 visa and a K-1 visa right now. I went to get a driver's license for it. North Dakota will not give her a driver's license because she doesn't have a Social Security card. Go to the Social Security office. They won't give a Social Security number because supposedly her I-94 had an expiration date on it, which will not, there's no spot on the I-94 for it to say expired. They won't give a Social Security number, so she can't work and get revenue back to the government and pay taxes to help society. I believe this is 100% wrong. I am for immigration reform. However, they need to do all across the board and get it easier for green cards and get Social Security numbers. If we can't get a Social Security number and a driver's license, what are these immigrants supposed to do? Sit at home and do nothing? This is completely wrong.
Mike, you have a response to that?
Yeah, Stuart, that's exactly what we were out in D.C. for. There's so many common misconceptions about illegal immigrants. Some people are just going to say that this is, like we said before, 11 million people are just automatically going to get amnesty.
But there's a difference between legal and illegal immigrants.
Correct. Yes. And that's the misconception is what I'm trying to say. Half of the people that are in this country are actually here working. Okay. Half of them, after I got back from D.C., just to kind of test the waters before I went on the radio today, I asked several people what they thought. And, of course, the misconception is, well, you're going to let 11 million Mexican roofers in. Like, no, this is completely wrong. There's people like Stuart, his wife, that are here that actually want to contribute to society and, are not here in Mexico. They could be from other countries. There's 200 and some other countries in the world that people are coming from. And the ones that actually want to come here and contribute should be allowed in. They haven't done anything wrong. It should be a good thing that the United States has people that want to come here, that want to work, that want to contribute. So, yes, Stuart, you're absolutely correct, and that's what we were out in D.C. for, was actually fighting for that kind of stuff.
Stuart, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Sally in North Dakota. Sally, what's on your mind today for our guest?
A little while ago, they said that there was 11 million illegal immigrants in America.
Yes.
Okay, why, if they're illegal, are they allowed to work? They have to have a green card. We have laws that state that you cannot hire illegal immigrants. You have to have proof that they are here legally. If the law was enforced that we have in our books, we wouldn't have the issues that we have today, not only on illegal immigration, but on many, many other things.
I can answer that one, Sally. One of the things that would prevent that is this program that's called E-Verify. And right now it's not mandatory, but the law that was passed out of the Senate does make E-Verify mandatory. And what that does is that makes every employer it would be mandatory for them to check their immigration status to make sure they are legal. But right now, that is not mandatory. So that is why you have so many people that are illegal immigrants working, because it's not made mandatory.
Sally, did that answer your question?
She's gone. Appreciate the call, though, Sally. Thank you. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Some comments from our Facebook page. So we don't need reform, we need enforcement. And after that, you can debate the policy. You hear that over and over and over again, Dale, from folks who want the current laws enforced before there's any new laws put in place. What do you say to those folks?
Well, Scott, I mean, I don't understand the question, actually, mostly because if it's not working, then, I mean, how many generations of years do we need to go by with the law not working before we realize this ain't working? Let's fix it. I mean, people need to realize that America without immigrants, you know, is a completely different country than it is today. I mean, we're all immigrants, let's face it. And immigration, without immigrants in the U.S. today, we actually have a negative population growth, which is very similar to a lot of countries in Europe and Japan. We have this generation called the baby boomers who are getting elderly. Without having immigrants to support and having a positive population growth, the economic burden that's going to be placed on this country is going to be catastrophic. So immigration, positive, legal immigration reform needs to be done, and it needs to be done now. We have an opportunity in this generation to actually redo what has been broken for so many years, and it's just lying there dormant. And, you know, we need our citizens to call Congressman Cramer. Whether you agree with it or disagree with it, at least encourage him to call leadership and bring it to a vote. We need a vote.
Let's get Henry and Fargo in here with his question. At least we are up against the break. So your question in less than a minute, we'll get the answer on the other side of the break. Go ahead, Henry.
Hey, I'm just curious with the two guests, who they voted for in the last election, just because of the point of this. But also, why do they always want to put it on the businessman's back to verify this when the government isn't doing their job and actually, you know, not stopping this or arresting them at the border?
Well, I'll let the guys decide whether they want to answer who they voted for in the last election, but I'll tell you, I know both of them well enough to know that they could be fairly called conservatives. In fact, Mike, you've been a vocal member of the Tea Party caucus in North Dakota, hosting events and being part of the Tea Party side. So I'll share that tidbit with you, Henry, but get their full answer on that, plus how you go about the verification, whether that belongs on the back of business, on the other side of the break with our guests. Talking immigration reform today. More of your calls waiting. Dan, Gary, John, we'll get to all of you. Stay tuned. More What's on Your Mind coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, folks, it's Scott Hennett here. Will you come on a trip with me? Let's start by gazing into your favorite Norman Rockwell painting of a town, a community. Small town America. I'm talking about Walker, Minnesota. I'm talking about on the shores of Leech Lake. Chase on the Lake Resort. This Thanksgiving, why not come out to Chase and really relax? Bring the whole family. They have a great Thanksgiving family package that includes Thanksgiving dinner at the 502 restaurant and some fun activities. Festival of Lights Parade and lighting in the city of downtown Walker. Hot apple cider all weekend long. Cookie decorating and ornament decorating and open bowling in the Chasers Alley. Does that sound like fun or what? Lodging, activities, and the Thanksgiving buffet all for one low price starting at $349 for all 3 nights. Ask about condos and lakeside lodging as well. You're going to love Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota this Thanksgiving. Call them at 888-CHASE-06 or go online to chaseonthelake.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This is What's On Your Mind with Steve Bachman. I'm Scott Hennen. Full bank of phone calls for our guests talking immigration reform today. And Henry and Fargo asked before the break for you guys to reveal your politics. So, or specifically, I guess, who you voted for. So, you want to go, Mike?
Sure, I'll tell you who I voted for. I voted for the people who I thought represented me. And I don't vote for D's, I don't vote for R's, I don't vote for conservatives or liberals. I vote for the person who I believe represents my views as a person, who I think will do best for our state and best for our country. And that's who I voted for in this last election, like I have for every last 12 elections that I voted in.
All right. And did I mislabel either of you in either way by suggesting you were conservative in nature politically?
I would certainly agree with you, Scott. I can't hide that back. I've been pretty darn conservative ever since day one when my dad told me when I was about 14 years old that whatever money is given to you or anything is given to you, you didn't earn. And I mean, so that's the statement that stuck with me for the rest of my life here so far.
And I think it'd be fair to say, Dale and Mike both here, that, number one, if we had to take a poll of folks, the vast majority of conservatives are very leery of immigration reform, Washington D.C. style, right? Because they see being led by the president, they see Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi, and it being very different than what conservative leaders, especially on the House side, want to see. I mean, I realize this sort of muddies political lines a little bit because you have John McCain and a few others that are Republicans but are not necessarily conservative on this. But would it be fair, Dale, that you're at odds with the loudest conservative voices against immigration reform on this?
You know, Scott, that's a really interesting question because I'm not sure that this is a conservative or a liberal type of issue. When you talk to the conservative Republican leadership, or not necessarily leadership, but the congressmen, congresspeople, privately they'll tell you that they're for these type of reforms. Publicly, however, it changes, and it's mostly because the sentiment of the American people. However, I believe that it's an education issue. I mean, it is a real common sense issue when you break it down into pieces as to what has to get done. And unfortunately, as we all know in Washington, common sense is not so common. So we need to really figure out the best way to do this. And I challenged Congressman Cramer when I was in his office in Washington to, as a Republican, you have a huge opportunity before you to own this issue. Don't just be the opposition party. Don't just stand there and let them beat you up over and over and over because all you can do is say no. Actually come up with the solutions. Come up with the ideas. Bring it to a floor vote. Get the people behind it. And that will solve this immigration problem that we have.
Henry, did we get your answer?
No, I totally understand what they're saying, but the point being is, why don't these companies go advertise the unemployment we have and underemployment and all that? Why don't they advertise and bring people up from the deep south or any part that's depressed instead of trying to pay these guys $7-8 an hour to better their business? I mean, there's tons of Americans that need work. Immigration, yeah, it's definitely an issue out there. Why don't we go for the ones that go back to India and all these education that they're all educated here and they go back with masters, PhDs? That's the ones we should be entertaining. We have enough manual labor in America right now with the Obama administration.
You know what? That's an absolutely correct point. The people who actually sent us to Washington, D.C. to lobby were the high-tech companies. The high-tech companies are the ones that are looking for more immigrants, more people to do computer programming. Computer programming is one of the hottest jobs in the entire world right now. And there's not enough Americans to fill all those spots. So they're bringing people in from Pakistan, they're bringing them in from India, China, Europe, wherever they can get them from. Unfortunately, they can only allow 25,000 of them a year. And those spots are taken immediately. So we do something really in the reverse. It doesn't make a lot of sense. We bring them here, we educate them under the J-1 bill, just like you said. We give them an American education, and then we can't hire them because they cannot stay in the country. So we actually force ourselves to do outsourcing and send them back and set up stations in India or Pakistan or wherever it is to do computer programming for American countries. We get no tax benefit out of that at all, so it's actually a reverse form of outsourcing. Doesn't make any sense.
Mike, you want to weigh in on that as well?
Yeah, Henry, you had stated that we should be advertising outside the state. At least that's what I got out of it. I can tell you this. If we go back 10, 15 years, I could put an ad for help wanted for a couple entry-level jobs that we had available. I'd let it run for 7 days, and I would get 100 applications for this job or two that we had. Nowadays, I mean, I can tell you how much, we've spent thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars advertising locally, and I can run an ad 3, 4, or 5 times before I get an application to come in anymore. And I can tell you right now, there is nobody, at least, west of Jamestown and Devil's Lake, that I know, there is nobody paying $7 or $8 an hour. I mean, our costs have skyrocketed for help now, and you're paying, $11, $12, $13 an hour for entry-level help. Heck, I wish I was getting $12 an hour when I started working. And the other thing that you said, the advertising out of state, I can tell you we have gone national. I mean, we're advertising on websites now that go nationally, and I can see, the nice thing is I can see where these people are clicking from, and there's people clicking on these jobs from all the way from Washington, D.C., down to Florida, to Texas, to Oregon, to California. I just hired one recently that came up here from Seattle because they couldn't find any work out in Washington. And so yeah, we're trying, to go all over the United States to hire people right now, and the cost to get people up here is amazing, but this is what we're resorting to right now.
Henry, thanks for the phone call. We're going to try to get through all these calls. We have full phone lines. Gary in Williston, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, good morning, guys. topic that's always kind of been a little bit of a sore spot to me. You mentioned that it was political. Yes, absolutely. That's 100% political. And, we've had immigration laws that have worked for 200 years. But why aren't they working now? It's because they don't want them to work. Got 11 million illegals. The Democrats look at that as votes. And they don't want the law to work. They said they appropriated the money to build a fence. They said it's impossible to build a fence. Well, 50 years ago, we put a man on the moon. We landed a modular on Mars. To say it's impossible to build a fence, they don't want it to work. It's it's going to be death to the Republican Party if they do vote on this and pass it. You get 8 million illegals, or then they will be legal, voting Democrat. The Democrats have done in the last 5 years, let them run unchecked. You guys won't even have a business. Look what they've done to the American economy and small business, big business, everything in the last 5 years. And then let them run unchecked once.
Mike, you have a response to that?
Yeah, well, one of the things that you had said is that we have to enforce the laws. And you're absolutely correct. But one of the other things we have to do is we have to change our laws. Some of these laws that were put in place 20, 30 years ago, like Dale had mentioned that H-1B visas are high-tech visas, the number 25,000, that was put into law, I believe it was 21 years ago. Well, since then, we have invented this thing called the Internet. And there is way more than 25,000 jobs a year that we need to fulfill in high-tech, you know, based industries. So we need to, you know, bring these laws up to date. And the other thing is we have to enforce what is on the books. You're absolutely correct. And I mean, just one quick thing on that, too, that, you know, so I'm sure some of the listeners are wondering, the number one thing, the absolute numero uno thing that needs to get done and is in this bill is to, A, secure the borders. It's the first thing on there. It's the first thing that they realize they have to get accomplished, because if we do solve this problem, we have to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Gary, appreciate the call. Thank you. Dan, North Dakota, you're next for our guest on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, I have a rather unique perspective on this current amnesty push. I used to work out of an embassy overseas in Latin America, and I lived in foreign countries. I've been in over 25 countries. Our son married a person from another country, so I definitely it's an issue dear to my heart. I got 3 points I'd like to make. I could make about 300, but I'll just stick with three. First of all, what part of illegal don't these people understand? Amnesty has not worked in the past. Remember in Reagan passed it, I think it was 1986, there was an amnesty bill. All this amnesty bill will do is to result in more illegal immigrants coming here because they see the illegals here today getting amnesty. And, you know, the number's been thrown out there, 11 million. I think it's more than that. But it would just say to the people living overseas, hey, you know, they got amnesty because they were in the United States. We'll go there and get amnesty, too. It just doesn't work. And I'm a little turned off by all the wordplay. You know, they call it amnesty. They call it undocumented workers, immigrants. You know, it's just wordplay. Immigration reform is amnesty. Second point I'd like to make is this is a slap in the face of the people that want to come here legally. I got lots of friends overseas. They would like to move to the United States legally, go through the U.S. Embassy, U.S. consulates, and come here legally. I got lots of friends in Mexico that would like to come here legally. But what's the reward for waiting? Why go through the consulate when you can just hop across the border? So it's a slap in the face of the people that want to follow the laws. And brings me to my third point. Your guest is, one of your guests is mixing legal and illegal. They are not the same. You know, our forefathers came here legally. Legal immigration is great. I am totally in favor of legal immigration. Illegal is not great. Let's enforce the laws we have. Let's have a real border. I've been at the border from Texas to Arizona, from Laredo to Nogales, and the border is a joke. I'm sorry. Anybody that wants to hop the border can get across. And that's, you know, we do have a need to strengthen the border. And in closing, I guess I'd like to make a comment. Democrats want illegal immigrants to get free votes. Republicans want illegals to get cheap labor. Neither one of them are looking out for the best interest of the legal citizens of the United States.
And Dale, would you like to respond to that?
Yeah, I guess you could ask the Native Americans if the Founding Fathers, when they came here, were legal or not. I guess we can debate that issue, but that has nothing to do with today. Today we have before us the need for immigration reform. That means illegal immigration reform. That means legal immigration reform. We are talking about legal immigration reform, and that is the most important part of this bill. Everybody gets mired into this whole, you know, cesspool about what to do over here, and they're losing sight of the big picture. The big picture is the legal immigration. It is extremely difficult to become a legal immigrant in this country. I have several of them that work for me.
We'll take a break.
The paperwork is unbelievable.
Dale, you can finish on the other side of the break. Scott and Senator Charles and Drake waiting to weigh in, too, as we continue on this topic.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Hey, it's Scott Hammond here to tell you about my friend Bruce Anker and his team at Legacy Steel Buildings. For decades now, Legacy Steel has been the leader in pre-engineered steel buildings. The factory design, the detailed engineering of every building ensures it'll last a lifetime. Legacy Steel specializes in high-quality construction of industrial, commercial, residential, agriculture, and government buildings. And the service you'll receive before, during, and after the process is the true measure of an honest, reliable American company's performance. You're going to love Legacy Steel. They'll build it on time, on budget, and done right. No questions they can't answer, no problems they won't solve, absolutely no project they cannot handle. So give yourself a break and accept the quality and appreciation you deserve from Bach and Bruce and his team at Legacy Steel Buildings. 800-237-9620 is the number to get it done right. 800-237-9620 or check them out online at legacysteelbuilding.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit ExpressWayHotels.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hennon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We're talking with Dale Zimmerman of Peacock Alley and Mike Machenbacher of the Expressway Inn, two Bismarck business folks. Mike, you wanted to respond to that last caller before we move on to the next call.
Yeah, just trying to kind of help Dan out to see what we were doing out there. One thing I have to disagree with is that amnesty is amnesty, correct. Immigration reform is not amnesty. And what I'm trying to get at here is when Dale and I were out in D.C., we probably met or talked to 55 to 60 different people, whether it be staffers or just people sitting at our table, and to prove how bad the disconnect is between D.C. and here in North Dakota, people would ask us where we were from, and we would say North Dakota. And what was the answer that every single one of them said, Dale?
Wow, it's really hot up there.
And You know, we have other things in this state. We have coal, we have oil, we have tourism, you know, we have a $1 billion surplus, you know, other than, but all that anybody thought North Dakota was is, geez, it's cold, you know, up there. That, is that all you guys think? You know, and the point I'm trying to make is that Dale and I went out there because we are the feet that are on the ground. We're the people that actually put up with these problems, and, you know, we see it on a daily basis what the problem is. And there's too many people out there that just don't understand what the problem is, what the solutions are that are trying to be made. And we were out there, you know, just we're the feet on the ground. We're the ones that are trying to help out the businesses in North Dakota, and we're the ones that are trying, from our perspective, to, you know, get people to come out to the state to work.
Back to the call. Scott in center for our guests at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Scott. You're on. What's on your mind?
First, I want to say I'm 100% conservative capitalist. I've owned a business. My folks own two. And been a member of the chamber. But these guys, I'm sorry to say, are dead wrong. There's 50 million people on food stamps. We know that many shouldn't be on it. They're workers. There's 96 million unemployed in this country. There's no reason for that. We gave amnesty to 3,000,086. Ronald Reagan, the greatest president in history of the country, in modern times anyway. And how did that work for us? He made a deal to secure the borders, the liberals. It didn't happen. In 2006, we did the same thing. They're supposed to build a fence, secure the border. It didn't happen. We secure the borders of other countries, North, South Korea, Afghanistan, Iraq, better than we secure our own borders. Obama also gave 640,000 illegals amnesty. He said it was students. 35-year-old. I don't know too many 30.
I think we lost Scott. You guys want to respond to that quickly? We have other calls waiting as well.
Yeah, I can just quickly say I don't think we disagree with them. I think we're on the same page. We just talked a little bit earlier about securing the borders is what we completely support. We have to enforce the laws that are already in place. So I really don't think we're on the... He said we're dead wrong, but I think he means we're dead right, because I think we agreed with the issue.
Quickly, let's go to Steve in Williston. What's on your mind today? Steve, go ahead. Let's go to Leonard in Dickinson. Leonard, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, the Chinese built the Great Wall of China hundreds of years ago. It's still there. It kept people out. But we can't. That's amazing. And about immigration, a few years ago I married a woman from Russia. The amount of paperwork that you have to go through and interviews, I would never, ever do it again. It's just too much paperwork. But I have to tell you, one of the first interviews, we went in and sat down with this big shot from the government. The first thing he asked her was, "Are you a spy?"
Wow, way to cut to the chase. Leonard, appreciate the call. And you mentioned... having been involved in the process of attempting to hire illegal immigrants before, Dale, we have about a minute left, guys, if you want to just kind of give us your final thoughts after hearing from a lot of listeners who are weary, I think, is a fair term, and a little leery of what the ultimate product would be, why you remain advocates for this reform in this Congress.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, first of all, Scott and Steve, thank you for this platform of letting us speak about this issue that we care passionately about. My wife grew up in Europe. My father-in-law was the director of World Relief in Minnesota for a long time. My sister-in-law is from China. I employ several employees that are from Europe. And the American dream is such a big dream. And, you know, it's bigger than America. There's a lot of people in other places around this world that want their piece of the American dream. They want that for their family. They want that for their wife, their husband, their kids. And all we do is set up more walls and more obstacles, and then we wonder why the American dream is dying. I mean, really, people? Come on. We are a country that is the most giving country in the world. the amount of paperwork that we have to go through and resources that we have to spend to have these people work for me in a little tiny restaurant in Bismarck is mind-boggling.
Mike, 10 seconds.
I could just repeat what Dale said in a minute. He hogged up all my time. But it just, I go through the same thing. You know, there's no such thing as cheap labor in the state anymore.
Thanks, folks. We'll do it again tomorrow. It's What's in Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken with Scott Hannon.
God bless you, folks, and thanks for listening. Have a great day. See you tomorrow.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, and I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.